The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks travel to Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. to continue their road trip with their first game of the season against the Washington Capitals. San Jose is coming off two excellent victories against their divisional rivals, the Seattle Kraken, but in Washington, they have another challenge altogether. The Capitals have won four straight games, including a 6-5 thriller on the road in New Jersey on Saturday, and they've set a franchise record of sorts. For the first time in team history, they have three straight wins while allowing four goals or more. In other words, they're outscoring some of their problems. The Sharks, of course, will try to take advantage of that, and they're really looking forward to being on a road trip where they spend a lot of time together and continue to bond as a hockey team. Right wing Fabian Zetterlund, who's been playing with Macklin Celebrini and William Eklund, says that the challenge of the trip is something that he and his teammates really enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long trip, you know. We got to play a lot of hockey games too, so it's fun. Focus on that.
Ty Dellandrea is also looking forward to this compacted portion of the schedule.
Yeah, it's going to be great. A lot of different climates, different teams, good cities, good teams. So it's going to be a challenge, and I think we're ready for it.
All in all, the Sharks have been winning games, and they've been finding different ways to win. Defenseman Jake Walman says that's a good thing as the competition ratchets up with the road trip continuing back east.
We're feeling good. I think guys are excited. Excited where we're at right now, just kind of building every game, and I think we're excited to be on the road too. It's a good group that we have, so bonding time for sure. We've had a couple days off here, and we'll have a couple days in the warm weather, so I think it's exciting times right now. I think guys are excited to play, and obviously it makes it fun coming to the rink when you're doing well and winning.
Mackenzie Blackwood may be getting the start in goal today, but Vitek Vanacek, a former Washington Capital, will be cheering him on from behind the bench. Vanacek says that the team has been feeling really good lately, and they're setting their sights a little bit higher.
I mean, for sure, like when you start winning, it's different feeling, you know, you're always feeling better. And then that's the most important thing on the hockey. You want to win, you want to have fun, you know, and then that's how that works. So we're going to keep going like that, and then we're going to be in playoffs.
Vanacek knows how challenging it would be to make the playoffs, but he says that has to be the goal inside the Sharks dressing room.
For sure, you want to start with the playoffs, and you never know what's going to happen in the playoffs, and then you can just run.
Macklin Celebrini was named the first star of the National Hockey League for the previous week, and he was also named the Rookie of the Month for November. Celebrini comes into this game with 7 points in his last four games, playing on a line with Fabian Zetterlund and with William Eklund. Macklin says that the Lions' chemistry is very good, for good reason.
Yeah, no, it's working really well. Easy when they're two great players.
It's also getting to the point for Celebrini and for Will Smith that they're experiencing the travel of the West Coast for the very first time. So far, Macklin says his body is handling things well.
Yeah, no, I feel good. This is kind of your life now. You have to get up every night and play 82 games. So, I'm feeling good, like especially this road trip. It's going to be a difficult one, but feeling good so far.
Ty Dellandrea says that when you do travel and don't practice as much, you have to change your warm-up routine just a little bit before you get on the ice.
When you take a day off, you feel a little sluggish or just a little less jump in your step sometimes from taking a day off. So harder warm-up, warming up harder, getting a workout in, so make sure you feel good on the ice.
Fabian Zetterlund also changed his routine.
Yeah, I had a sauna yesterday to get the flight out there. But, it's long trips, but it's fun with the boys.
Bottom line is that the Sharks are facing a red-hot team, even though the Capitals don't have the great eight Alex Ovechkin healthy and in the lineup. They've been winning without him. They've really been scoring on the power play, 3-for-5 in New Jersey, and in the last six games, they have 8 power play goals. Sharks coach Ryan Warshawski says that's because they've got a lot of weapons back there, especially with John Carlson leading the way.
Yeah, he's just a really skilled defenseman up top that can make plays. He can shoot pucks. He can also, like you mentioned, move pucks and find seams and really manipulate the penalty kill. So we just got to make sure we're really dialed in tonight. We can't be taking four or five penalties and putting ourselves in a hole momentum wise. So again, some really good players over there we got to be aware of.
The Capitals are also really good at getting shots through traffic to get to the net. And so the Sharks coach says that making sure that Mackenzie Blackwood sees the puck is a big part of tonight's game.
It starts with our breakouts and making sure we don't give away, pucks in the defensive zone. But when the pucks are coming off, the walls that we're getting into the inside of the ice and we're boxing out, we're getting them under sticks. They're one of the best teams in the league of getting their shots to the slot and finding sticks and tips. And we got to make sure we get underneath guys tonight.
The Capitals may be outscoring a lot of their problems, but they are getting some big saves, whether Logan Thompson is in the nets, as we expect today, or whether Charlie Lindgren is playing goal. Winger Connor McMichael has been taking on more of the offensive responsibility with Alexander Ovechkin out. He says the team is just finding ways to win.
We're winning in a lot of different ways right now, and I think that's a good sign. You look back to last year, a lot of our wins were kind of 2-1 victories or whatever it may be. And this year, I find we're playing a high octane offense. We can match that, or we're playing a team that likes to slow it down and play a little bit more defensive. We can play that exact same way. So I think our team's built the right way this year. And no matter how teams want to play against us or whatever, which way the game is going, we can play that exact way and excel in those positions. So we're just finding different ways to win right now. Guys are stepping up, and we're having a lot of fun.
The Teal Report will continue from our nation's capital right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
The hat trick for William Eklund!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Southwest Airlines is taking part in a special honor flight program with some veterans from the Bay Area. People that are veterans from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam have been flown across the country to see the sights in Washington, D.C., and to catch the game tonight at Capital One Arena. They were at the rink for a Sharks pregame skate, and I spent a little time with the honor flight program's representative, Donna Colombo, to talk about what was going on.
The Honor Flight Program started 20 years ago to honor our veterans, to fly them here to D.C. for that final parade of honor that they didn't receive when they were all coming home from World War II and Korea and Vietnam. So we started with our World War II vets that are now close to 100 years old now. So we've transitioned into Korea and Vietnam veterans now because they definitely didn't receive that parade of any kind of honor. So it is our job as Honor Flight to teach the generations before us and the generations now how to treat our veterans, as they all are very well deserving of our praise.
Well, it's very important how much these people gave to our country, and also important for young people to remember about serving their country, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. They're the generation, because what we're doing is we're losing our veterans and their stories go away with them. So it's important when people are going up in their attics or in their basements, and it's important when they're pulling out those footlockers and all of those different things from our family members and friends had, that we ask them those stories before it's too late.
So what's the plan for today? I know it's going to end up at the game tonight, but what about the rest of the day?
So this morning we visited the Capitol on Capitol Hill, and then this afternoon we're going to the Udvar Hazy Museum, and then we will be here for the game tonight.
Join us for the broadcast starting at 3:30 Pacific time, just in time for your drive home. Pipe us into your car using the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. Jason Demers joins me with the call, so you don't want to miss it. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.